The Fighting 69th. One Remarkable National Guard Unit's Journey from Ground Zero to Baghdad. By Sean Michael Flynn. Narrated by Eric Steele.
I'm going to go home and decompress. I'm going to clean up my equipment. I'm going to make contact with my chain of command. And I'm going to get ready to go. Because right below the pain that I feel is a burning fucking desire to kill something. And somebody just needs to give the 69th a chance. And that somebody is going to get a bellyful. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Slack, Commander of the Fighting 69th, September 17th, 2001, New York City. Author's note. The commander of the Fighting 69th called me in February 2006 and asked if I would write a narrative history of the National Guard unit's involvement in the global war on terror from September 11, 2001 to September 11, 2005. As an aficionado of the regiment's long history and as a veteran of the unit's duty at Ground Zero and Iraq, I was quick to sign on to the project. I commanded two rifle companies in the 69th from 2001 to 2006. And had a first-hand appreciation of the unit's struggles and its triumphs. But the scope of the story dictated that I leave my foxhole and chronicle the regiment's history as more a journalist than an infantryman. With the commander's blessing, I set out to collect reams of historical data on the unit, including operations orders, unit newsletters, photos, videos, combat journals, and anything else I could get my hands on. I also began a round of interviews with the unit's principals, in an effort to capture their recollections before they slipped away. The result